Okay, who can remember the first song we sang this morning? But not being in the music group. You were good? King of my heart? King of my heart, okay. Front row's now out, I've already answered one. Who can remember the second song we sang? Lord of Heaven and Earth. What's it stuff? What's it called? God of Wonders? And what comes after God of Wonders in that line? The God of Wonders beyond all galaxies. Okay? And first two rows are out completely. They've done their thing. So what was the third song we sang? Great is Our God. Interesting, isn't it? Now, I can remember all of those because I got a run sheet this morning, okay? And you'll notice that the title of my message is In Remembrance. And the reason I'm going to share on this is because I realize that with myself, I forget very easy. And when Jesus instituted communion and Paul got a second bite at this. Paul received this message later on because Paul wasn't there at the table. And Paul wrote these words in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. He said, "The Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" So he's telling us that as we take communion, it's something we do in remembrance of him. And then he went on to say, I pushed the wrong button. Oh. In the same way, he took the cup, also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it," and once again, "in remembrance of me." And then he finishes off with saying, "For as often as you drink this bread and eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And so I was thinking about this, you know, what do we do and how do we remember, and what does the word remembrance mean? So when I looked it up, one of the words that came up beside it was, it said remembrance is an archaic word. And I thought, well, it was around when I was a kid. Am I a cake? Am I now numbered amongst the dinosaurs? Anyway, then just some of the words, remembering, recalling, recollecting, reminiscing, and then a mental image, you know, having a bit of a mental image. And I don't know what you think about when we have communion and I've got to be very careful when I think about anything because my mind just wanders and links all sorts of things together. And it's quite good when I have communion to sort of focus a little. And so I thought about, there's all sorts of different ways you can remember and reminisce, and there's no formula for it. But I did think of three ways we could consider. Prayer, praise and worship. And if you've got something else you want to do instead of those three, Please make your choice. And I also got some very simple definitions of these, and I got them from Selwyn Hughes in the little book, Every Day with Jesus. So with prayer, he says, involves talking to God and God talking to you. Now, quite often, I remember much of my prayer life for many years was me talking to God and never waiting to hear anything. But Jesus says, you know, my sheep know my voice, they follow me. And so we can hear God. So if you want to spend some time in praying, I'm not saying pray out loud, but just pray quietly, but also take a pause and listen and take the chance to hear what God might be saying to you. And you might just be an impression of a scripture in your mind, or it might just be almost a phrase or something that you just suddenly think, where did that come from? Well, often those things that come from very strange things but have the authority of God in them, when you hear them, you realize that it's God speaking to you. The second one is praise, and the definition Selwyn gave was, thanking God for the things he has done, is doing and is going to do. And that we can remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. And so just sit quietly and just reflect on what God is doing, what he's done and what he's going to do. And the third one, definition of worship, was adoring God not so much for what he has done, but for who he is. So taking time to reflect on God for who he is. So what we're going to do is, that's pretty well the end of my message. What we're going to do is we're going to, I'll just let you know, it's Selwyn Hughes. We're going to distribute the elements now, but while we're distributing them, while you're waiting, if you're one of the last to get it, please just start on this process and start thinking one of these things or whatever else you like to do, whatever you choose to do, it's up to you. And if you're one of the first to receive it, just quietly hold on to the elements and take up this approach or whatever you want to do. But what I'm encouraging you to do, in remembrance of Jesus, you know, this is something he has told us to do in remembrance, because like me, I love singing the songs, but I couldn't remember what they were called until I picked up the run sheet. And I suspect I'm not the only person who suffers from a pretty short memory in some areas. And so Jesus also foretold this. It was a prophecy. He says, do this in remembrance of me, because if we don't, he knows that we might start to forget some things. So this is just a real opportunity to take a pause and have communion and think about and reflect about what Jesus has done for us and what he's going to do for us and who he is. So if those who are distributing the elements would just come up. And like I say, those who are going to receive it last, start now. And those who are receiving it first, start after you've managed to work your way around the confusion. Let's just pray, shall we? Father, we thank you, Lord, that you love us and that you sent Jesus to come and die on our behalf, Lord, and take away all the wrong things that we have done and pay a price, Lord, that we could never pay. Lord, to set us free, Lord, from the chains of sin and death, and Lord, to give us a hope for the future and a chance to live eternally. We thank you for your grace and for all that you've done for us and who you are. Lord, we've talked about you being King of our heart and God of wonders beyond the galaxies, and how great you are. And Lord, yet doesn't matter how least we are, Lord, that you loved us all the same. We're all equal before you, Lord, and in your grace and your mercy, you treat us as one. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that as we take these elements now in remembrance of you, Lord, that we continue to think and reflect on who you are, what you've done for us, and Lord, begin to understand, Lord, receive a fresh revelation in your name, Lord, of who we are in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's eat and drink.